Unit 13. Our beautiful environment. Part 1. Look, listen, draw and colour. Hello, this is Johnson Joel, reporting from a newly built neighbourhood. I'm now standing at the centre road of this neighbourhood. On my left, there are some beautiful houses. Each one differs from the other. They are all clean, tidy and pretty. On my right, there is a small swimming pool, which is just big enough for some children to swim in. Behind the swimming pool, there is an amusement park. Many children are playing there. Next to the swimming pool, on the right side, there is a football field. Some boys are playing football. The neighbourhood road is very safe. It's free from the buses and cars on Sundays, so the children of this neighbourhood can play football, learn to ride a bike, roller skate, walk a dog and enjoy the beautiful environment on Sundays. Right now, they are busy preparing for a competition. They are going to compete with other neighbourhoods to win the title of Garden Neighbourhood. Each family wants to have something special in the yard. They wish they could have some better suggestions from the visitors. Of course, you are one of them. You are invited to give them some help. You can help each family by drawing something nice in their garden, so that it will match the garden. I'm sure you can do it. You can help them with your hands to win that great title. This is the end of today's daily report. I'm Johnson Joe from BBS. Part 5. Listen, read and sing. Part 8. Listen, read and act. A mini play.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Jane.
Why are you here in the park so early?
I guess you and I are here for the same thing. To do some morning exercises and to get some fresh air.
You are right. I used to run along the street near our apartment building, but the air quality is terrible now.
That's because we have more and more cars and trucks running on the streets.
Can't we do something about it?
Us? You are joking. We don't have cars. We are only students. We haven't done any bad things to our environment.
You can't say that. In fact, students leave a lot of litter in the park. That makes our environment dirty, too.
I agree with you. But how can we do something to protect our environment?
Maybe we can ask our friends and classmates to come to the park one afternoon and pick up the litter.
That's a good idea. Do you think all of our classmates will come?
Of course they will. The other day, our teacher asked us to write a diary, and many of us didn't know what to write. I'm sure this will be a very good thing for them to write in a diary.
Can we also do something else? I mean, we can't go to the park to pick up the litter every day. We should tell visitors not to drop the litter in the park.
That's right. So what should we do?
Maybe we can come here every afternoon.
No, we can't do that. We can't miss class.
No, we can't.
Why don't we find some pieces of board and write some notices on them and put them up somewhere in the park?
That's a good idea. It can remind visitors not to drop litter.
Do you think it will work?
It depends, but at least we can try.
Where can we find the pieces of board?
That's easy. We should tell Peter, our monitor, first. Hello, what are you two doing here?
There you are. We are talking about Peter, and here he is.
We are thinking of doing something to protect our environment. That's great. What's on your mind?
We want to put up some boards in the park to remind people not to drop litter in the park.
I'm sure our teacher will like that idea. Let's tell our teacher and classmates.
Read aloud.
Protect our environment. People can live all over the world. We can do this because we are able to make clothes and build houses which are needed for different conditions. Most plants and animals can only live in some environments because they can't put on or take off clothes. The environment where we stay gives us plants or animals, food and places to live. Where a plant or animal lives is called its habitat. Forest, garden, jungle, and desert can make a good habitat. A bird can live in a forest habitat. A frog can live in a pond habitat. A panda can live in a mountain habitat. A whale can live in a sea habitat. People can live in the kind of place where we have enough food, water, plants, and other animals. There may be many different kinds of animals and plants living together in the same habitat. They all need food for growth. Plants will get their food from the sunlight, the air, and water, but animals have to eat other living things like plants or other animals. The environment needs to be protected because if the habitat becomes worse and worse, then no people, plants or animals will be able to survive.